I read yesterday the Balmor, the Ramban, very, very quickly. We'll try again, and what we'll come out with, we'll come out with. You know, this is the kind of thing that really requires visiting and revisiting, and you can see how much ink has been spilled on this Balmor and the Ramban, and you begin to recognize that there's a lot here. It's good that we're doing it after the sugya. The sugya itself was difficult just to get everything organized. Some of these sodas that we'll extract from the Balmor, which we touched on already yesterday, are going to be very, very relevant for the next Mishnah, which is coming up, which is going to talk about a case where somebody built the wall already and now wants to claim to be reimbursed. So it's very, very kedai that we're doing this now, leading into what's coming. Okay, so let's go again through the Balmor and then the part of the Ramban where he's masig the first chelik of the Balmor and the first chelik of the Ramban. We'll try to come up with whatever pshat we could, whatever it's worth, hopefully it'll be something we'll be able to take away from it. Okay, so the question that concerns the Balmor is, of course, very basic in terms of the case of the Mishnah. Where is the fence that the Makif made around the Nikif? Was it around his fields, which are already surrounding the Nikif, the outer area, which also benefits the Nikif at the same time? And then the question is, at what point does the Nikif have to pay? Haravias Mechayven. Also, just before, actually, I want to just mention, Asher, your great-grandfather, will you mention his name? What is it? Aryeh Leib?
Ben David.
Okay, so we should have him on Lila Nishma, so it should be only a schus for his Hisham, and the family should only have simchus. So the question of where the fence is not clear in the Gemara here, and we have to try to glean it from different diukim. So Rashi in Baba Kama holds that the fence was between the Makif and the Nikif, not under the outside of the Makif's fields, but between the two of them. And Tosus disagrees and learns that the fence is around the Makif's field. Now, that question may or may not be connected to another question. We should mention it's not necessarily that it has to follow from this. The following. The issue in the Mishnah, as you see from the Sugya Bava Kama of Zen Nen of Zeluchasser, the issue of whether the Nikif has to pay or not, what's the claim that the Makif has on the Nikif? I gave you Hana. I provide you Hana, and therefore you have to pay. And we noted the Ramban and Min Rishon connect that to the idea of Yored, which obviously also is therefore the same type of a claim. That if I provide Hana of Mashbiach, then you have to pay me for that which I gave you Hana. What Hana is it? Now, if the Gidur, the enclosure, is around the Makib's fields, then obviously the Hana is defined by the Shmira, that animals can't go step over, trespass, animals, people, Shein Beregel, as Rishonim call it. That's for sure. If, however, the fence we're discussing is the inner fence between the fields, now, it's possible, I'm not saying it's for sure, this is what we have to think about, that the Hana that we're discussing is what? Hezekriya. This is clearly what the Meiri assumes when he discusses Shitas Rashi and also the Balamor, but he's going to run into problems. Notice, Rashi and the Balamor don't say that explicitly. If anything, it's possible to learn, even if you hold that the Gidur that we're discussing, the enclosure is between the two fields, but maybe the Hana that we're discussing is not the Hana of Hezek Re'ia. Why? We'll have to see. Why? One obvious reason why could be because we're talking in a Bikka, and a Bikka is Makam Shilo Nogal Igdor, so Hezek Re'ia is a non-issue because people are not, there's no Hezek Re'ia concerned by a Bikka. And it could be other possible reasons, even if it's Makam Shilo Nogal Igdor, as we see in the Balamar, but it could be for Hezek Re'ia, there's no claim of Hana. We'll see that Svar mentioned as well. So it could be that the claim of Nana that the Makif has on the Nikif is not the Hana of Hezek Re'ia, but again, the Hana that there is now a Shmira of Shein Beregel. In other words, it's not, again, in one direction, it's for sure. In other words, if the Gidur is around the Makif's field, then the Hana that we're discussing is Hana of the benefit of the Shmira of Shein Beregel. That's for sure. If we learn that the Hekif, the Gidur, is in between, then we have to think about it, and we have to figure out, is the Hana that of Shein Beregel, which could be, even for Rashi, and maybe even for the Balmor, doesn't say, or maybe the Hana is that of Hezek Re'ia. the diyukim that we have in the Gemara, that's what's going to be mentioned, the Ramban, and we get inside, and Tosis is a lashon in the Gemara that the reason why it's considered chaser, that the makif says to the nikif, at garamtli a kefa yisera. So the word yisera sounds like that it was that it's the outer area, and the nikif being in the middle makes the fence longer. That was the diyuk that they had. Otherwise, you should say, it's all because of you, I'm doing it because of you. That's one of the times that they have on the shita that's going on the inner walls. Okay. Meanwhile, Rashi makes clear. Rashi here doesn't say it explicitly as in Bava Kamma, that we're talking about the inner walls, but Rashi does mention what important piece of information, that it's a bika, and a bika is makam shenagu what? Shelo yigda. Why does Rashi say that? What's driving Rashi? What gratuitously telling us this? Why does Rashi say this? Ein mechayven also, right? He only did a hekif on three sides. Ein mechayven lesis klum kidam rinan stam bika makam shenagu shelo yigda. What's bothering Rashi? Read a Rashi for me. What does Rashi mean here? Were it not so that stam bika is makam shenagu shelo yigda, then what? Then what should be the din? So even though he only did
three.
Why? Because if there's a claim that you have to build a wall with me, then there's no difference between saying that before the wall is built by anybody and say, give me half the expenses for the wall, or subsequent to one person building the wall who's going to say, now, meanwhile, we built three walls, three sides, pay me, meanwhile, for half of the expenses. In other words, there would be an obvious reason why he'd be mechuyif. In other words, what you can be medayik in Rashi, I'm saying this obviously as a foil to what's coming in the Baal Mor, as we saw yesterday, with Tisin a minute later, that there's no difference between up front and afterwards. The claim is, give me for the kosel, whether I built it so far, I did nothing, I didn't build it, or I built it, and now you have to give me back. So Rashi has to tell me, but that's not true, because it's a big gun, and therefore, there's nothing to talk about as far as that's concerned. What is there to discuss? The issue of Hana, and since it's right now, since open on the fourth side, therefore, a mechayv. This is Rashi. And this is how Mishonim already ties up Rashi. It's not myself, my own deal. It seems obvious, but the Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, just spells that out in the very beginning. He says, But that's what's going on. Had it been a gina, for example, then of course he has to give him chatzi otsa. The fact that he already built the wall doesn't change the fact that he owes him for half the expenses, the same way he owed him up front. Now, one yesod that I think we can pull out of the Baal Mor as we start reading, even before cheshbening everything out, is that that's not so pashut. And this is very relevant because of what's coming up in the next Mishnah. So now let's begin the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor starts by telling us that it's the inner wall, but he says something very different than Rashi. Whereas Rashi learns that it's because it's Magdash Nogash Loligdor, the Baal Mor says it's a case of a bika where it's Nogaligdor, like the Mishnah talks about in such a case. Then of course, they both make a chazis and so on. That's the Mishnah. Says the Baal Mor, Perush. So now, what's the Mishnah saying? Says the Baal Mor, so there's something new now to read in the Mishnah. The Mishnah statement of Ein Mechayven Oso for itself, is that a big chiddush as far as what we know right now? Before we say anything more? Not really, because it's not hana, right? If you assume that the benefit is shein v'rega, right? So it's totally open on the fourth side. Chayre, not much of a chiddush. What, you tell me because it's three quarters enclosed, there's something of a benefit? No. Okay, maybe, shtiko chiddush. But not much. Maisa, you didn't give him hana, it's totally open. But now with the Baal Mor, there's a big chiddush. It's a makom shenagu ligdar. worried to come up front and say, you need to pay me. So we'd have to share in the cost so far of whatever we built. But now that I built it already, says the Baal Mor, there's a chiddush in the Mishnah, before you get to the diuk of Har Revius Mechayiv, and there's a chiddush right now, notice where, just to pull out of the Baal Mor, this nekuda, the Kamash Malon, the Kamash Malon b'masnis, she'in Mechayiv in also Ligdor b'no ben chaveiro. Now the Lashon is interesting. Ligdor, what does Ligdor mean? To build. It's built already, meaning to build. What's Ligdor? To pay for the Gidor. Why does he use the Lashon of Ligdor? What is he paying for? What's the yisod of the claim? Yeah. So, Eima Chayveno So Ligdor, Beino Ben Chavero, to pay for the wall between them, Ad She Yeshomer Me Abaru Chosef, until it's totally protected on all four sides. Now, what kind of a claim would you think that he would have here, the Maki? So you could have said the claim that, just like it's a Makam Shnogel Ligdor Bibika, so you have to pay up front. That's one possibility. But then there's another issue. And the Baal Mor is taking for granted that that first issue, the first claim, is really not relevant here. But there's another point. But what about Hana? In other words, for the Baal Mor, there's really two different issues here. There's the issue of you owe me for the wall, because it has a griya. But that, you could come up front and say, pay me for the wall. We're building a wall together, for a griya. Once the wall is built, the issue, the claim becomes a different claim. The claim becomes, I gave you hana. Says, so let's read on, let's see what happens. This is by a bika. Now, let's read the words first. The Masha Enkin Bechatzer, Shemechayvin Oso Bechol Inyan Livnes Kosa Be'emsa. There, by a Chatzer, we Mechayv him to build the wall, the Afal Pisha parts which is a rabbin. Meaning to say, what happened by a Chatzer? The equivalent case, the parallel case. What did he do, the Makif? He built already three walls, but he didn't build the fourth. Then, even though it's open, which is a rabbin, stam chatzer asuyihi litznius, livnas lo kosa me'abru choseha. So, what is he saying? So, by a chatzer, it's generally going to have four walls, but so far only three are built. So, what's the claim? Is there a hana?
No.
So, what's going on? Masha enkin bibika. Which means that the fourth wall is not for sure going to be built, the fourth side. And even though it's a makam shenagel ligdar, why are they being goaded? What are they concerned about in a bika? What's the specific concern? What do you call it?
Ainhar.
That's what he quotes here. Mishum she'asal adam lamod jamad esedach leir shoshem has become asa. That means when the thing, which is the month or whatever, when things are growing. By Yegina, it's all year round. By the Bika, it's that 1 month. It's usher to do it. Now, if it's a Makam Shenagel Shelo Ligdor, it doesn't make it mutter to look, right? As Tosfos says in Daf Beis, it's still usher to look. But for that month, you be careful, you won't look. But Nagel Ligdor means that we want to be not trust people. We want to build a wall because of that 1 month, right? So Lamaisa, they built a wall. They want to build, the minutes build a wall. But they only build it around three sides because that's when one neighbor can look at the other. Either fourth side, which is open to Rishus HaRabim, so people can look on that side at during that month when things are growing, that people aren't as bothered by. So in terms of the fourth side, people are not as concerned, so they don't always built on the fourth side because they're not as concerned about the rabbim steering, but they are more concerned about the neighbor steering. Now, again, all this is after the fact that he built the three walls, and therefore there's no claim of what that I gave you that gave you the hana. What hana? Pashtus hana would be the hana. Vesikriya, or Vainhara, whatever. Pashtas, we don't know for sure. The ego now, let's hear another few lines, then we'll take it all apart again. The ego mitchila, tavo ligdor imo. If he didn't yet build anything, and in this bikkah, ben makom shenagu ligdor, he would claim, what would he claim? Ligdor imo, here literally, we have to build the wall together. The kuya amamo, the machayvinos. Everyone would agree that he has to pay. Because up front, he has natural claim. Let's build together, because of Hezekriya, Ayin Hara, Makam Shnaga Ligda. Ella, and here's the key point. Lefi Shehikdim HaMakif, the Gada Midas Atzmo, comes the Makif and he builds it on his own. Lefichach, now comes again, what is the Chidush of the Mishnah? Lefichach, because of the fact that the Makif did on his own, Bam Nishpasen Lo Dienu, between the two of them, so in a nutshell, what is the chiddush of Eima Chayvinos? The chiddush is really twofold, but maybe one is more relevant than the other. Is, there's no claim anymore. He lost his claim of what? That he could have had initially, build with me. The only thing that's left for him to do is claim what? Hana. And now he can't claim because it's open on the fourth side. That's the picture that comes out of the Baal Mor. Eima Chayvin also, had it been in the beginning, he could claim whatever I'm building, we build together. But once I built it, then Eima Chayvin also, so long as it's not built on all four sides. Now, what is the Hana that he thinks he wants to make a claim about? That doesn't say 100% in the Baal Mor. What are our possibilities? Shin Beregel, or Hezek, Shmira from Hezekriya, from Ayin Hara. Right. Why is Chatzah different than Bika? Let's identify, how many questions can we ask on the Baal Mor? Let's go around the room. Okay, how many questions? What needs to be resolved here? Okay, you hear what he's saying, right? The Bika, I could claim chip in with me, not afterwards. Unless it's closed on the fourth side. But if I don't go to the fourth side, but Chatzar I can do, even afterwards I can claim, even though he didn't close the fourth side. Okay? What are the questions here? No? Go ahead, Rafi.
When we said yesterday about the fact that why should it be that only at the beginning you can claim?
Why can't I make the claim that I can make in the beginning? Can I do it afterwards? Right, that's number one. Number one. Okay, what else?
Right.
Why is Chatzar different than Bika? Why is Chatzah different? What were his words? Because it's all made to... Okay, good. What else is there? Another question. Good, that's two. Three?
What does Baal Mor feel the need to make it a Nagu Ligdor or just make the case like Rashi? He clearly, meaning something with Rashi's sheet that doesn't...
Why doesn't he want to make it like Rashi? Maybe he wants to find more of a... Okay. But on that I'll say he wants to find more of a Chiddush in Mechayvin. Okay, so he has an extra chiddush that you might have thought that he could still be a claim or residual claim from before. Maybe that's part of the chiddush. Okay, what else? Why is there no claim of Nena, whatever the Nena is? Why? Because there's no fourth wall that's built yet. But in a bika, and let's say the claim is Hezekriya or Ayin Hara, but are the people careful about the fourth side? No. So then why isn't there a claim of Nena? Like, how do you have it both ways? In other words, on the one hand, Chatzar is different than Bika because Chatzar, they'll close off the fourth wall so that you can make the claim now of Nena. But Bika, you can't because fourth wall is not necessarily going to get closed. Yeah, but why don't they close the fourth wall? Because they don't care. So then I have the Hana from the three. No? So what are the three, four questions we have on the Baal Mor? What's happening here? Let's look at the Me'iri.
Can you say that maybe the Nena is then not...
What?
Can you say then that maybe it's a raya that the Nena is not... The Hana is not Hezekriya, Ayin Hara protection?
Yes. If we're reading the Ramban correctly, we have to soon see the Mechamos, I believe it, that the Ramban is suggesting such a Mahalach within the Baal Mor. And then he asks crashes on it, but he does present the possibility that the Hana we're discussing, even within the Baal Mor, is the Hana. That's why it was Magdim earlier in the Shir. Just because we learn that the fence is between them doesn't follow from that the claim of Hana is the Hana of Hezekriya. And it could be it's not that, especially according to Rashi. where it's Makom Shenagu Shalogik. For a Balamar, maybe there's more possibilities to it. But the Meir runs the first not that way, that the claim is a claim of offensive. Now, of course, if that's going to run into its own problems. For example, Rabosai, what's an obvious problem? If you want to, the Hanas has a Gri'iyah. What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama about a possible defense of the Nikif, that he says, I don't have to pay? Because what? What's that famous line in the Gemara that we keep using in our Sugya, Tosis reference in Bisham? L'didi sagili tir basuza. What does that speak to? What issue? Hezekriya or Shenregel? Of course. So this is a major kasha that Mimi is going to ask. If we're discussing the Hana of what? Of Hezekriya, this is why I leave this for last. You see, question, you know, we had, like now we come back and what's going on? Hezekriya, Ayin Hara is the Shaila B'tir Bazusa. That speaks to what? The Shmira of Shemarega, right? Ad Kedekach, that there are some who suggest, I saw in Rav Nachum B'toch Advar, maybe that Gufa is what the Baal Mar meant when he says further on that Sugyos Mischalfos. That he doesn't just mean that Sugis Mischalfus in terms of who holds Amad Nikif is Chayiv and Amad Makiv is Pater. Now Sugi goes one way. He means that Sugi learns that its defense is here and the issue is Shmira of Shem B'Regel, and now Sugi learns that Mechitza is in between and it's a Hezekri issue. Ad Kedikach, he also meant Sugis Mischalfus. Okay, I don't know. But Lemaisa, Sagi B'Tir Azusa speaks to Shem B'Regel. So Me'iri tries to work that out too. Let's look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri also touches a little bit about what Chatzer does as distinct from Bika. We'll see what we can glean from the Me'iri. Okay, so this is the paragraph. First he deals with Rashi, and then he deals with the Baal Ma'ariv. All different shittas. So if in the paragraph, Haderach Hasheni is Rashi. And by the way, within Rashi, the Me'iri also learns that the issue is Hezekri. Again, we don't have to say that for Rashi. When he quotes the second Mahalach, Haderach Hasheni L'Gdoli HaRabbanim, that's Rashi. HaMechuvim B'Devreim, he says, just a second, we'll jump in a second to the next Haderach HaShlishis. He says, HaMechuvim B'Devreim, he says, She'im B'Shua Mitzad Hezekri HaGomor, and because it's a Hezek Re'iyah issue, you have to say that the Hekif was Beino Ben Chavero, otherwise it's not solving Hezek Re'iyah between the two of them. He assumes that the issue is Hezek Re'iyah, and therefore we assume that the Gita was in between. Now obviously, the obvious question in this is, so it's a Lo Nago Ligda, so why is there a benefit of Hezek Re'iyah? It's Lo Nago Ligda. So you're going to have to say that even Lo Nago Ligda, but there's still Hanav Hezekriya, you have to say, even though it's Lo Nago Ligda. Okay, then he goes, so that's with the paragraph of Derech HaShein. So we're focusing on the Baal Mor, so go to Derech HaShlishis, okay, in the Me'iri. HaDerech HaShlishis L'Chachmei HaRishonim Shebekatlina, and that's the Raza, Razrach Yalevi, V'hu, Sh'af Hein Boyim Aleha Mitzad Hezekriya. Again, the Me'iri learns that the issue of what the Hana is that when providing is Hezek Re'iyah. U'be'ikar Hezek Re'iyah shemimenu l'chavero. That's the Ikar Hezek Re'iyah discussing between the Makif and the Nikif, one to the other. V'ahekif ben chitzon l'pnimi k'divri chachmei atrofatim, like Rashi. Ella, but what makes the Baal Mor different than Rashi, says the Me'iri, Ella, shehei mefarshim osa b'makom sheh Nohagu Ligdor, Vahaya Kofeyu Ligdor Min Hadin. So halachically, he could have forced him to build together. Velo Ba'a Mishnazu, Elo Lahudia, She'im Omad Zev Godar Mishalosh Ruchos, Behaftacha, Sheze Yifro Lachatzio Tsa. So what's Behaftacha? Translate Behaftacha.
Promise.
Meaning with an understanding, with an expectation. Why is he doing it now? He's assuming implicitly that, you know, with a sense, an assumption, I guess. This is what he's thinking. I'm the good guy now. I'm already doing the Gidur of Hezek Re'iyah, which I have a claim for him to chip in with me. I did three so far. Ein mechayv nezeh beklum. He doesn't have to pay anything. Ho v'lo nisha gadim mikol v'kol. Because it's not totally enclosed. So the hezegriah is not completely solved. He's learning a hezegriah issue. Now, this is regarding a bika of Nagel Ligdor. And then I've lost my claim. In other words, the claim that I had in the beginning is no longer kayam, and hana, it's not. I have nothing to claim now because it's still open on the fourth side. What? Why is a chatzar different? Now he adds a little bit more to the lashon of the Baal Mor. V'afal pi shebechatzar ein medaktik in bekach bekofeyu b'mechitza shebeino lebeino afal pi shenishaber b'shesaram. I can force him to share and to build with me even after meaning, even if it's open under shesarabin. Says a stam chatzar stumahi l'shesarabin. Stam chatzer is closed, Rosh Hashanah, v'afa b'shezu prutz, even though this one is not, omeda sili sasim, it's going to get closed. That's what the Meditai said. Omeda sili sasim. We don't know what that means. So that means said something. That's the chatzer. So come back to this. To explain, that was one of the things that we didn't understand. Why is chatzer different? Umikol makom, af b'zu, even b'zu meaning where? Af bezu even? No, tell me. Bezu even bika im tavo mitchila. If you come up front and say, "Come with, give me money," kofeyu ubitzad Rosh Hashanah. Yes, tell me. Yirtzeh. They want to do it. They'll close it. They don't have to. They don't always do it. They're not always so makbid. Fine. So they won't close it. But he can come right away and collect for three. And this is what Haravis Machaivin, then be a Machaivin also, because that's a full Hana. Okay, let's just finish for the tying the knots together. You have Haim Garson, Kigoni Sfarat, Chudas Rab Yossi. Afba Amad Makad Megagin, Olav Esakol. This is the Girsa that they go with, that the Ibais Ema, who's Machmir? And the Makad Finikavika Benai. Who's the Machmir? Who's the Machmir? Makad Finikavika Benai, according to the Malamor. This we've done already. Yes. No? Who's the Yossi is the Machmi? He's the one says even the Makif. Why does the other Shita hold that only Ahmad Nikif? What's the reason? How did they go with that? That's further than Balmar. What's the Svara?
Kamdina.
But why Makif not? Because Kamdina. So V'loy Chacham Chokin Olav, the Shita the Tanakama, El Mitam Shem Echshe Kibolav Hotzoas HaShlosh of Yatsa Zakai. Once there was a psak, a real psak, Basin says there's no benefit, you don't have to pay. On the three, Kamdina, B'ladas Rab Yossi, Shalach HaKimol, So HaDadina, Zui Shitas Perusham, V'inad, now, comes the Meiri and starts quibbling. So we had our questions, let's see what the Meiri has to ask on the Baal Mor, and what he tries to answer. V'inad Dvar Misyashvim Olai. I tell you why I don't like it. Umehechan yatsa lomar shakoshu kofeu lasoso. So that which I could be forcing him initially to do in kadam huva asa lo yachricheu bepiron hahutsa. I can't force you to reimburse. Va'afilu hayilo lezesad beruach revius sheyeshalav v'adayin hezek reir shalo. So even if you say there's still a fourth side. Maybe it's me, maybe someone else. He's saying maybe it's him. Nikol Malkom, Yehei Afu Kofei Abakachsa. Force that also. But meanwhile, why can I force now? Why did I lose my initial leverage to have him pay before I started building? Now that I started building, and it so happens not finished yet. But Lamaisa, where did I lose? And this Hasaga is very similar to where do we see this before? The Ravid. That was the Ravid's Taina. The Ravid in the Amar Avram, that was the Lashon. He says, the Achs of Shehigdim, Lama Yafsit. So that's one time that we have to come and address. Why did I lose that initial claim afterwards? So Meiri has an interesting suggestion on this. Let's see what he says. The Yerali, that this is not clear at all, but he's suggesting this. It may be shot in the Rambam too, which we're not going to get to. The Yerali, Shezek Kadam Bekonas Bishalo. Aha. Whose turf was used in the area between them? We've been assuming it was a Makam Shnei. Who said? Maybe it was between them, but maybe the entire width of the wall was positioned on what? In Makif space. The Yerali, Shezek Kadav Kanaf Bishalo, Umeachash Engo Lezeb Bekoslim Klum, and since the Nikif doesn't have anything in the walls are totally built on the Makif space as well. Then unless there's the hana. Now it just comes down to the issue of the nevechaser, the tali begiladas, for whom I sishurun. So he's trying to say that maybe the reason why I can't come afterwards and say reimburse is because I did it on my own, not only my own expense, my own space. So it's not really his. If I build a makom shneim, then I could have the same claim. That's the maybe suggest. Okay, we'll see if we have what to say more about this question. Why did I lose my initial claim? But the Mi'i says, maybe because it was of my turf. This is Rashi and the Balmar. He's assuming it's about Hezekriah. Possibly that, because it's going to do that as well. Or the Iker Hezekriah. What's the problem? My obvious question to everybody, both Rashi here and the Balamor, Maushin is Galgal Bikan Agar Nitiro, Ladas Tanakama. The Gemara says a possibility that Tanakama argues Rabbi Yossi that he says you pay Agar Nitiro, Rabbi Yossi says to make Kmana Bezo. Agar Nitiro? Agar Nitiro? If it's a Hezekriah, then it has to be a wall. What's Agar Nitiro as a Shomer? What's Shomer have to do with Hezekriah? Shomer has to do with guarding from Shem Berega. So where does Agar Nitiro come into this, to the picture? That's one kasha. That's an arsugya. See, this already you can't say sugya is mischalfos. This is Agar Nitiro is an arsugya. Upechein she'amu perkei tzeleregel aleho on this sugya that l'didi sagili b'tir bazuza. Uma inyan tir bazuza has a kriya. So here is the problem, right? Has a kriya, what does that do? Tir bazuza is paying a shomer.
Kotzim take care of Hezekriah?
Maybe.
Maybe if he's
I mean, if you learn Tibra Susa's Kotzim. Rashi's Pshat. Uh-huh. But Agar Nitiro is Mashba Shomer. Right. Nitiro Basusa, Rashi learns this, Kotzim Tosa says it's a Shomer. But Agar Nitiro and Arsugya, right, he's assuming Tibra Susa is also a Shomer Mistama. Now, he tries to say an answer to this. Umikom Malcolm, Efshila Farish, he pushes still, maybe it is about Hezekriah. Efshila Farish, Shal Koshi Yesham Shomer. See, he's learning, obviously, Agar Nitiro and Tibra Susa are synonymous, they mean the Shomer. But when you have a Shomer, Ha'ovrim Misyashim V'ein Nosnim Eneim L'Sham. So the Shomer is a deterrent. People aren't peeping Toms when they see a guy there. They see a guy in patrol. So they know to keep walking. They don't stop. O Shema Kach Perusho, V'ein Gilo Yadas Sholem Mitzad Hezekriah, El Mepneshi Yesh Bezek Tzas Shmira. What does he mean here? What does this mean? En Gilo Yadas Shole Mitzad Hezekriah El Mepneshi Yesh Bezek Tzas Shmira. What does he mean? I'm not sure, Pasha. What does it mean? What does this sentence mean? What?
Maybe this specific person is Mochel and Hezekriah, but not other things. This specific person, you know, doesn't feel uncomfortable about people seeing him, but still wants the shomer to do a little bit of watching silently.
And then what? Then he's. Then if he has a shomer, then he's mocha on Hezekriah. Then he doesn't bother him.
Then
Hezekriah.
Maybe it's less of a deterrent. It's not going to stop Hezekriah, okay. But maybe some people say, "Oh, there's a guy there. I'm not going to be creepy." With
okay.
This.
Either way, he says, this is why others learn differently. And he goes now to the other Mahalchim. It's not about Hezekriah, and it's about the issues of Shem Berega and so on. Okay, so a little bit, we see that the weakness in the Baal Mar has to do with if you're assuming it's a Hezekriah issue. But again, we don't really know for sure that the Baal Mar meant that. Even if you learn the Gidur is in between, it could have been the Shmir of Shem Berega. But meanwhile, what about the other questions? Why is it so simple? What about the Ravid's question? And we'll see, even the Ramban didn't necessarily hold it like the Ravid. The Ramban understood the distinction. This is very sodistic because it's going to come up in the next Mishnah. The Baal Amar said the following. By a Bika, Shinago Ligdor, I can come initially and say, pay with me together for the Kosel, but once I built the kosel and it's not yet fully enclosed, then I can't come and say reimburse. Then the claim would have to be based on hana, And if there's a full hana because of the fourth wall, then yes, then I have a claim. If it's only three walls, I have no claim. What happened to the initial claim? Where did that go? That's regarding a bikkur. Now, by a chatzar, on the other hand, even I only did three so far, not four, but I have the same claim. I didn't lose it. I can come afterwards, even after I built the three, and I can come and say, hey, what's why? There we say that it's going to happen. So therefore, I can claim that. So let's explain that. First of all, where did the Baal Amar know that you can make the claim after the fact by a chatzar, unlike by a bikkur? Where did Baal Amar know that, even after I built the wall? Where do we have that anywhere? The answer is the next Mishnah, further down the Amud. The case happens to be a kosher was there and it fell. The Mishnah talks about the case of the kosher that fell. You have to rebuild it, only to Shir Dalet Amos. And then it discusses, Becheskes Shenasan Ad Sheviray Shelo Nasan. It's presumed that the person paid until the other guy who built it is going to prove with a raya that the person did not pay. So here we're talking about being reimbursed. And this is obviously a case of chatzah like the first Mishnah. So it's clear that the claim exists subsequent to building as well. It's clear. The Baal Amar had a Mishnah. So chayra, this is laying the groundwork we're going to discuss in that Mishnah. What is the basis for a claim after you build the wall? Is it the same claim as before? Or is it something different?
Ben? Tosos has said that you become used to having the...
Well, that's by Nafal, yeah. But I think let's just assume, not Nafal Shiny, just the case itself. In other words, I built the wall, and I want to be paid before, not too much time passed. Apparently, what the Baal Amar is saying, implicit in the Baal Amar, is the claim initially is... Now, here you have... again, we can formulate in different ways. The Baruch Ber initially says one way, then he says the other way. Rav Nach, we had Chakiris. What is the basis for the claim of Hezekiah? So let's say that the first two possibilities that we first presented. Hachakas Nezikin or Beis Shar. So first the Baruch Ber goes with Beis Shar. He says, the claim of Beis Shar is, I have a claim over you, we have to create a tikkun here. We need shmira. We need whatever the needs are for the people living here. That claim can only exist in that form when the need is not yet met. Once the need is met, so that no longer is there a claim that you have to fill this need. The need has been filled already. Then the claim becomes something else. I provide hana. I lay out money. We don't anything. Now give us back the money. So the claim afterwards is never the same claim. So he says that's why the Baal Amar assumes that he's going, he says in Siman Gimel, he says, the Baal Amar holds, the Chiyav Arid Yulertir, Siman Gimel Bech Shmuel, the Chiyav HaKosel Hudin B'Niske Shcheinim. The Ein Zem Mazik Mamish. That's how he wants to assume it, at least here. V'Habi Kmo Din, the Kofin Libnos Beis Shar. He said in the name of Rabbi Zalman, he's saying it as well. It's a Beis Shar Alocha. Duhu Vada Ein Zem Chiyav Mamon. My claim is we have to build a wall to block Hezekiah. That's the claim. It's a big claim on Binyan Kosel, not a Chiyuv Mamon. My claim is not a monetary claim. My claim is we need to fix the problem. It's not a monetary claim. It's a claim on binyan koso. V'im kein, vada im havi hachdina de koso din shibut shel shcheinim. It's a shcheinim havalacha. You have to build a koso with me. V'oz yadin dim kadam echad ma'ashutfin v'oz saldas atzmo de'en lo shum din mamon olav rak midin mehana v'nene da'adin koso hayolo l'chayvo v'zek farbana mishal atzmo. The baru, he says, im yasa beis shar mishal atzmo. Do I yischayev hanikef, rak midin nenev, lo midin chiyev shcheinim. You can't call it chiyev shcheinim if it's already built. The problem is solved. So he plugs into the Baal Amar this idea that it's a halacha of beis shar. Then he wants to say, if you're arguing the Baal Amar, they're going to assume that's a chiyev mamon. Now, I saw Reb Nachum, for example, he actually wants to plug into the Baal Mor the other possibility. That's Harchakas Nezikin. But he says the same point. He says the halacha is Harchakas Nezikin when there's a problem of a mazik, of Hezek Re'iya. So he says, was it? Yeah, Os Pei Gimel. Uchora, read the question and the answer. Os Pei Gimel of Nachum. Etzem Divi Abal Amor, Eina Muvanim. Delishita so, the Iri, Bemakam Shinago Ligdor. Tikshi, my taima, kishagadru gimu ruchos, lo machaivin lenikif, wheaten eschelko, begimu ruchos. Haganim leka bezechi of nana. In other words, what's we saying? He's not nana yet. There's a fourth side open. Okay, there's no nana. Akati yeshka chaivu lishtateif, bidmei hakosim, bidin hezek ri'ir. Demehecha tesa sheyivka chiyuvel achar abinyin. In other words, what's the point of the Mishnah? He's not nana yet, because the fourth wall is open. Okay, he's not nana. But the same chiyuv that existed before, Nagel Igdor. So where did that disappear? Vitzarach lomar, the Baal Amar Svirle, she is sold chiyuv hezek ri'ir, he mehochis harchakas nezikin. Here, Baruch Ber Mansk makes it fit in the base shah. Harchakas nezikin. V'lachem, kol zehu rak kodem shenivna kosel. Then I have a claim, harchakas nezikin. Let's get rid of the Hezek Ria problem. Avu achas shabana kosav and istalik haHezek paka achiyuva v'leshei schus l'tvoas chaveru l'itin eskoko. I v'hadim mechayvin le'gishtate v'hotzas al koso who rock me din nana. The hamakif hehenehu b'zesh a silik me olav as Hezek Ria. Mehai time as filu balmor the dafka kodem shenivna kosel shayach lechayv olitin eschelko begimu mechitzos laachar shenivna kosel lo shayach lechayv ol emken heneu hamakif vigidro mikoruchosa. And again, he's going to now get to the Ramban. He says Ramban didn't necessarily disagree with this yisod that laachar shenivna kosel it's not shayach to the chiyuv anymore. Before it's a halach of nana. So again, really, we could put the Baal Mor into either box. I'm trying to show you. You want to learn the issue of the claim is Hezek Ria is because of Hachokas Nezikin, you can do it that way, you can do it Beit Shar. The common denominator of the Baal Mor is that after the wall is built, the claim is no longer the initial claim of what I had over you beforehand, which is, let's deal with the problem of Hezek Ria because of Beit Shar, because of Hachokas Nezikin. Now there's no Hezek Ria on the table. It's only Hanah. Hanah it's not, because the fourth wall is open. And what does the Ravid hold? What was before is what after. In other words, maybe you say it like this. The original claim was money. Maybe that's the Pshat on the Ravid. In other words, nothing changed. It was always a halacha of you pay me X amount for the wall. What?
It was slightly different, but we saw that like in the rush that there's... It's like a tfias mamon.
Tfias mamon. Yeah. The Baruch Shmuel brings the rush, actually. That rush, yeah. Like halacha mamon. Yeah. Now, what about chatzer versus bika in the Baal Mor? So, it comes out, once the wall is built, the claim is nana. So, it comes out something interesting. By chatzer, I have a claim of nana even before the fourth wall is built. By bika, I don't have a claim of nana if the fourth wall is open, if the fourth side is open. What's the difference? So what was the Nakuda about Chatzer? What did the Re'iri say? It's what?
Omedis.
It's Omedis. So I see something very interesting. The claim of Nana doesn't mean that right now the Hana is already here. Right now the Hana is not here yet. The fourth side isn't built yet. But I laid out money, and it's inevitable that the fourth wall is going to get built. That already brings me the claim of nana, because I've laid out money for you, which I think supports the yisod that we had a few times throughout the sugya, that the claim of nana is not the practical bottom line that I'm paying for, that there was hana. There has to be hana associated with the fact that it was an outlay of expenses. But if I laid out expenses for you, and associated with that is, at the end of the tunnel, that there's Hana, that's called, I gave you something, I gave money, I put out money for you, now you have to pay me back. So, by Chatzer, where it's going to get closed afterwards, So then I already have the claim of Nena. By Bika, where the fourth wall, for all we know, is not going to get done, people shrug their shoulders about the fourth wall. People should say, no, not worry so much. There is not a Hanoi. You can't say the Hanoi, that what I laid out is associated with Hanoi. But for Chatzar, the fact that it's going to happen is enough to give me that claim of Hanoi, because the Hanoi claim is the fact that I put money out, not the fact that you received Hanoi. I think that's another nukud that I would have to develop further, and that's further on in the Mishnah. I think I see that in this Balamar. That's why Chatzar is better than Bika. What we still have to figure out, just a second, within Bika itself. So what's the reason why he doesn't have to pay? Because the fourth wall is open. But it's not. But people don't build the fourth wall. So why isn't there Hanah? On the one hand, it doesn't bother people. On the other hand, it's not called a Hanah for Hanah. It's also very difficult. I saw Achronim struggle here. You have to split it somehow. You have to say that the fact, were it to be for sure going to get done, then I have a claim of Hanah right now, if you do it, like by Chatzah. But Lamaisa, people don't care. But it is an incomplete Hanah, because the fourth wall is still open. So a claim of Hanah, I have a defense. I don't have to pay for the Hanah you provided, because it's not full Hanah. That's my defense. That's my p'tur. I'm Yatza Zakeh Bebezdin with such a claim. The Kamdina is beautiful now for the Baal Mar. We ask Kamdina, there hasn't been enough here to work with. Yes, there is. There is three walls. The outlay is done. I got off the hook, because it's not a full Hanah. People don't build a fourth wall, but it is open. That's what the Baal Mar is saying. On the one hand, if it's for sure going to be built, there is a claim of Hanah already, like by Chatzar. It's no longer the earlier claim. It's a claim of Nena. But it's already here. I have a basis to tie now against you, Nena. But by Dika, if it's not full Hana, then I'm part. This is the Balama. Ready for the Ramban? Okay, now let's try the Ramban. We'll say something and see what we can do. What does the Ramban argue with, and what does he suggest for the Balama? Omar HaKosev. What does the Baal Mar do after this? We saw most of it, right? What he does after this, he works just maybe another two lines in the Baal Mar, and then we'll go to the Ramban. Upari, he says, I'm going to serve Vias, then, of course, Migal and Sakol, and my, Uparishna Rav Huna, Ika Benayo, the Tanakam, says, Mekana Bezol. Now, what does he mean here? Why Mekana Bezol? This also has to be thought about in the Baal Mar. My time is Shaman Lo Bezol, Neshagadra Midaito. Let's just read these two lines in the Baal Mar. Why Bezol? And why my kind of Bezol? Because Gadra Midaito. I didn't ask you. I did this on my own. What did I use when I built it? The Makif. What did he use? Avon. But he did on his own. V'lo tavas chaver mitchilo ligdim avashash gadra. L'fikach yocha lo malo. Therefore, the Nikif can say, even though the fourth wall has now been built from Avonim, the Nikif can say, ilu hodatani mitchilo. If you would have informed me in the beginning, Hayisi Tarech of Ikana Bezol, I would have got cheaper price. Lufisha Hazol Matsli Behem Yoser Mashina Matsli because of Avonim. The Gedeshel Bika, Royhu Bikanim, Ubedavishel Zol, Kigon Brucha Betafta, this Makafta, whatever materials he's discussing from the Moran Makabel, Putit, Utsmoros, Laafra, Tachtim, Tsarva Elyam. Yosi Saba, Kofi Mashigadar. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Yossi argues, but who are dealing with Tito and Tzoros for Afrit Minigam Medina? The Apishalot Tava also regarded Tchila b'Shashigadar and Choshen b'Kach. So, what is the reason why Chia Barav, or according to Rav Huna, the Tanakama holds the Mekanim? Because the guy says, you didn't tell me. The Nikav says you didn't come up front. If you had told me, I would have been able to find Kanim Bezol. What kind of time is that? What's the minute? What's the minig? Nogaligda. What are people using? All right, so what's this taina? Bekana Bezol? What's that about? What? So that's, the Ramban is going to try to squeeze the Baal Mar in this also. Like, what is the minig? Is the minig Avanim? Minig Bekana? Maybe the Baal Mar only means the Bezol. That's the only issue. I would have gotten cheaper. That's the whole Nakuda. No, that's another pass. Someone suggested again the Baal Mar. It's only about the Bezol. I'm not sure if that's what he means. But Maisa, that's another time that the Rabban's going to have on the Baal Mar. What is this Svara, the Nikkav says, if you would have come initially, then I would have been able to come up with. What is, and so what? But if the minhag is avanim, I come initially, been the same thing. What does he mean? Because you can't, you did on your own, now I'm not going to pay more to make kind of zah. What does that mean? But that's, he puts that into his pshat. Okay, that's within Rav Huna. And then he goes to Chiyah Barav, this is the part that we did. Chiyah Barav, Parisha Tuasa Perushay. Then that demand machokes he to make cannabis is agar netira, which is even less than to make kanim. And then the other pshat vishonu shuli shishesik ben now, that's the issue of kamdina hadardina. And then the other pshat makiv nikif that we read also. And then he shows you this is not going to be consistent with the sugi baba kama. That's the balamor. So we did the whole balamor in that, right? Okay. Now the Ramban. Amar akosev yeshli lahashiv. So the balamor says the war was in between yeshli lahashiv im kain. What's his kasha? Heich amru beperiketz abavava kama, haravis mechayvin also. The Gemara's medayik. If you would make the ravis mechayvin, shmamina zen nenev zeno chasa chayiv. So the Gemara calls this situation where the makif now does wool four, zen nene the zen eno chaser. What's eno chaser? That the makif had to do it anyway for himself. That's called eno chaser. He's nene, but you did it anyway for yourself. What's bothering the Ramban? What is the kasha of the Ramban of the Balamor? How could this be called Eino Chaser? The Makif did it for who? Because of the Nikif. V'aminanami asam with Rabbi Yossi. That's the other direction. Ha-Makif Patur, that if only Omad Nikif is Chayiv, Ha-Makif Patur, Shmamina, Zenen of Zeilu Chaser Patur. In fact, the Ramban and the Balamor, both cases, both the Yukim are premised on the idea that it's called Zenen V'Zeilu Chaser. The nikav is nana, the makiv is lo chaser. What do you mean? The im hageder beino lebeino. If the geder is between them, and why did he make the geder between them? Why? Why? Mishum has a gri'ia, right? That's why he's doing it, because it has a gri'ia. So heich ze nana ze eino chaser. Hare hu mechasro umaziko. What's hu mechasro umaziko? Who is mechasro? The nikif is machaser the makif. The nikif is mazik the makif. So why is he building the wall? Because of the nikif being machaser. Of course that's called chaser. This is the kasha of the Ramban. What do you mean? Hu machaser? Shelo gadar zeh. Who's the zeh? Shelo gadar zeh. Who? The makif. El mipnei shehu maziko. Stop. Okay, so what didn't the Ramban ask, Rabosai? What didn't the Ramban ask? The Ravitz kasha. That's what Nachum points out in the next paragraph. Medivra Ramban near the Ilgapkin hiskim to this yisod that la'acha shenivna akosa lo shayach chiyuvah dehezek re'iyah. The kol chiyuvah urak midin nene. Ela the hook shalom, meaning from Nachum, the hachana havi kezeh nene v'zeh chaser. Because he's doing it because of him. When is it called lo chaser? The makif did it for himself. That's called lo chaser. But here, the nikif is mechuyv l'shtatev, his ki'ila makif banav, because of the nikif. It's because of our responsibility to have to build a wall. That's why I did it. That's because of you, I'm doing it. So that's called chaser. That is the kasha drama. Yeah?
Why is the fact that I'm doing it mishum the chiyuv that I have to do it considered me doing it for you? I'm not doing it for you. The metzias is that we're next to each other. There's a chiyuv that we have to do it.
We have a chiyuv together to build a wall. I built a wall that we have to build together. That's not called chaser. I'm doing it for us. I'm doing it for this, for the wall that has to, that we both have a responsibility to build a wall, that we're you're mazik me. He focuses on your being mazik me. But the point is, I'm doing because I am, your presence here is part of the equation of why I have to build a wall. So of course, now, this idea that you just said, I'm doing it as your agent, does, the Ramban is going to use that lesson in a minute. I hope we're going to get to it. We'll get to it. That line. I did your shlichus. I know it's intense. I know. Does the Ramban mean with that lesson, therefore it's chaser? Or does he mean even separate from zenenev is a chaser? It's a separate claim. I'm doing it for you. That's the question that I'm still struggling with. Yes. When Ramban is going to say a lesson later, the last end of the paragraph, shlichusei didei avad. What does Ramban only says it later? The Ramban's kasha right now is it's called chaser. I'm doing it because you're mazik me. Now the Ramban is now going to say something of a possible answer for the balamor, but he's going to reject it, and he says it's still not called chaser. That's coming up. That means to say it's still going to be called chaser. But what is now the Ramban doing? This I'm saying possibly how to read it. Let's try. He's going to suggest something for the Baal HaMor, and let's see what he's trying to suggest. The Im Tomer. Listen, very interesting, he's going to try to suggest. I mean, maybe what we're saying is correct pshat, maybe it's not. Let's try it. So his taina is, this should be called Zenene V'Zechaseh. The Im Tomer, maybe you'll say this for the Baal HaMor. The Pnei She'yachol Lomar Lo. This is why it's not called Zenene V'Zechaseh. Zenene V'Zechaseh. Why? Now, what Ramban is going to say, I think, is that there's really a separate issue here. This wall that's in between them is serving a purpose of Hesek Re'iyah, and it's also serving what purpose? What? A guard, Shem Berega. From the perspective of Hesek Re'iyah, it could be there's b'chal no grounds to make a claim against you of Nana at all. And he's going to say, if I'm correct, we'll see inside a second, because that which I'm providing you the relief that I'm not mazik you with Hezek Re'iyah, that would be the Hana, that's not a cause to create a claim against you. I have to be marachik myself. I'm not mazik you. That's my responsibility. That can't be something I can have over you to pay me for. So the wall in terms of providing Hana that you're not going to get damage to Hezek Re'iyah of me looking at you, that's b'chal not shaykh to have a claim. So the only thing is, but the wall does another thing. It provides Hana to you in what regard? Shem V'rego. But that's called Lo Chaser, because that benefiting. Why is that Lo Chaser? What? I do it for myself as well. What?
How does it help
him?
I mean, the other guy being Mazik also has a career.
Right, right. But we see that's Chiddush, but we see CM is independent. Let's see if it fits. Nelash, okay? The Im Tomer, Mipnei She'yachol Lomar Lo, the Nikev will say, Ho v'kedamta v'silakta hezek mimcha, eni zokakach. So first of all, he says, you got rid of the hezek. I don't owe you anything for that. That means, as we said, because the hezek is gone. So the initial claim that he agrees with what we said before, the so that no longer I have over you, the initial claim. The imi pnei she'ani nene behezek re'iyascha she'ayisa mazik osi ba, and if that which the nis nikif is nene in the hezek re'iyah that the makif would be mazik him, he'd be looking at him, ala mazik harchikes atzmo. That's not something that he can claim on the nikif that I provide you hana that I'm not mazik. The mazik has to marachik himself. That cannot become a claim of hana that I gave you that I'm not mazik you. I have to not be mazik. It's my problem. That's my issue. So it's a svara that's not a claim of hana. Elo mishum shahana also begeder ze mishen v'rego so ishus harabim hu sheko also ze nenev zelo chaser. Why? Because that's not because of you. That's not cool. I did it because of you. The fence is semi-regal. It's that you are looking at me that's causing me. Even though the fence is, well, so that's what's strange. It's like two different gedar. Even though the fence is in fact that, but since that doesn't bring a claim against you, then we can look at the fence as if it's a different gedar. It's a fence of Shem Berega. That's not, you're not causing me to make the fence. That's something I'm just doing. Imke Nazeh She'amru, so that what is the kasha? Ad garamtali akefi yaseira, havalema, ad garamtali. Vaha vadai, another few ones. Keva shenaga ligdor, since it's a place of naga ligdor, lo domi luchatzadu akam lagra. That's the equivalent of, that's the case of lo chaser. It's not meant to be rented. V'chi osa aldas, he knows it is called chaser. Now he's saying something more. V'chi osa aldas, she'echad nashutvin, she'asa mechitza, b'chatzer, one of the partners in the chatzer makes a fence. She'ein mechayven es chaver l'shalem arab ames, so we don't make the other guy pay to four ames, she'yehei nikra zen nenev zelo chaser. Havadai nenev chaser hu. Why? Why? Why is it called nenev chaser? Why is it called Nenev Chaser? Because I did it for who? Myself. For both of us. I did it for me and for you. That's called Chaser. I'm doing it for both of us. Now, here's what I want to know. Is this next for Kavan? Is it something more or is it the same? The Kavan, the high binyan, tarvayu ramyu l'skuke niskaminayu. Since this wall that's constructed is really incumbent on both of us to build, so I built it, but this wall is both of us. Shkichusa didei avad. I'm your agent. Does the Ramban mean therefore it's called chaser? He's just echoing what he just said, or he's saying another svar? I think the Baruch Ber assumes it's a new svar. I'm not sure if it, maybe it's all just echoing what he just said. He says nena v'chaser hu, and then he says shichusa didei avad. But what we're asking is, if one person builds where they both were mechuyev to build, and now he's coming with his claim, is that claim right now based on chaser, nene v'chaser, nene, or is it a claim of, I'm your agent, so of course you have to pay me back? Shechusa didei avad. Yeah?
I think definitely mashma is two separate
things.
It says, it doesn't say dechevan, it says vechevan.
Vikevan, the high binyan.
So, otherwise,
we would just say Vikevan
or
Kevan. Okay. Vikevan, the high binyan, okay.
Otherwise,
Mukhrach, okay.
What's the point of saying
that? So, again, those couple lines before that, I don't know. I was thinking he was trying to say, yes, it's no longer the original claim, but the wall has two functions. It has the Gri'iyah purposes. I can't make a claim against the Nikif because I have to be Marchik. Anyway, therefore, that's not cool. I gave you a nod that I'm not mazik you with hezekriya. Elamai shem v'regel. Shem v'regel is called zenen of zelo chaser, because it's not because of you that I did it. But ask the Ramban, no, but if this is a situation that the wall itself has to be built by both of us, then the very fact that I built the wall that we both have to build is called chaser, because I'm building the wall for you and for me. That's called chaser. And then he adds what may or may not be a new point, that it's shichusa didei avad. Okay. What comes after it is the taina that I asked before. What about the dmei kana b'zol issue? V'od heich amar chiyah barav dmei kana b'zol. I don't get it. Im nagu igdor b'kosel avonim, if that was the nagu igdor b'dika, heich yochel omar lo, ilo hoda tani mitchila, isi mevi kana b'zol, kemo shepirish barav morzal. Hare ilo hodiyo al karcho, hay mevi avonim. If that's the minhag to do avanim, then you tell me in the beginning, I also have to do avanim. The imhifsid mipnei shekadam begadar, and if you tell me he lost out because the guy already built it, that's why he can't get avanim anymore, only kanim, yafsid akol, then why does he get to be kanim? He should get nothing. The imnogu, and elamai, the imnogu ligda bekanim, in which case, mitchilu lo yochol chofo elu get a kanim, is pshita to get a kanim yavrei, my time to Rav Huna. What's going on? This remains a big kashi in the Balmoy. So why does their machlokas to make kanim quite Rav Huna? That's the machlokas tanoim. To make kanim versus kamashi gada. Understand, what's the minute? So he goes on with that for a while. The ikra, just to get a flavor, go further next paragraph. The ikra. So, what is the real pshat? Shal geder hachitzon. Shal geder hachitzon. Shebein v'shus harabim l'makif nemru advarim. Shamad makif egadron usag me'olav regel harabim. V'nimtzah zen nena b'shalo. V'hu chaser. Shalagarm lo hakefa yisera. Tfei v'shim hayasadus shalo zebitzad zebitzufin. If the fields were more, you know, concentrated with each other, contiguous. These are the language of the Ramban in the Chidushim too. Now we work it all out very nicely. Why? So what does he hold? Shestam sada is a suya legeder. What type of a geder? Quite Rav Huna or Rav Yossi? A geder avon. That's a suyulita for that. The shamir ayona. Ben yachom atoy tzacha va'avanecha. This would be very familiar to everybody, right? The vadi nichale. Do we have a nichus that's built in? Omar marama mekana bezol. Utanatama dimenatira kasava stam sada in a suya legeder binyan el shomer. That's a legeder kanim shegadu ben. And then he goes to the Amad Nikif. And then the last paragraph we did already, if you remember, the one Chaydash Nachi Barav Bishon Shni Yoshlishes. What did the Ramban do with that? It's not about Kamdina Bahadur Dina Shaycha. Rather, what did the Ramban say? Tanakama Sava Kim the Show Shogo Gada Rabbiya Shochaveiro Hiniach. So what does that show? That his intention was not to remember this Ramban. The last point, the last paragraph. No Yaakov, you remember the last paragraph of the Ramban? What's the pshat? Why is he what? Okay, so why does he pay? Not on the first three, because since he left the fourth, he clearly didn't do it for think of the other guy. He left the fourth open. That's why pater on the three. The chihai gavnas and then of zechas a pater the achil. It's considered like an implicit mechila. Mishum nanar denafshe. The lo damer goyor zech tevel bone. That's he did a daita the lestalim. Rav Yosi Saver. No, hay navi lo machil midi. But that's the tavayin. But nupshat in the gemara. Okay, so this is already quite a journey that we've taken with the sugya. Okay, Mitzvah, and tomorrow, the next piece of Gemara is a little bit of a side topic, Bar Mitzvah, but then we come back to these inyanim in the Mishnah that follows. Okay, good.